Welcome to Balance and Manifest, your rise to greatness, the podcast where our guests share their stories of overcoming hardship and fighting their way to success to help inspire and motivate others. I am your host, Sean.
And I'm Sav.
Well, how you doing, guys?
What?
Yeah, so this is our... A little awkward. This is going to be our little intro episode to give you guys a little insight of who we are, what we're doing, and what this thing is all about. So, I guess a little history behind us. So, the whole idea of Nine Realms Athletics. This podcast is presented by Nine Realms Athletics, which is a clothing brand that is designed to pay homage to my Scandinavian heritage.
Yeah.
So the idea of Nine Realms Athletics came about in 2020.
Yeah, during the pandemic. I mean, we were, first of all, we had a home gym. And
our beautiful home gym.
Our beautiful home gym. We miss it so much.
Version one. Version two is going to be way better.
Yeah. Well, we were in there and, you know, Sean being who he is goes.
What do you mean, Sean being who he is?
You're pretty high maintenance.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
true.
You know, we had a gym and we love back day and we built a deadlift platform and he's all, you know, what if we had this huge sticker on it? I want a sticker. Okay, cool. So we get the sticker with Thor on it.
So the whole idea, so we have this platform, right? Big space in the middle. We want to fill it with something cool. We're watching Thor.
Oh, yeah.
Which is my favorite Marvel character. And somehow it just pops into my head. He's talking about the Nine Realms and the Nine Realms of Norse mythology. And so this idea pops in my head about some way of reminding myself what I'm very bad when it comes to the gym. I get a goal and I focus on that. Right now it's strength training. I kind of lose sight of everything else. Nutrition can be on point. It's not at the moment, but it can be. Everything else kind of goes by the wayside. So I needed something to remind myself to stay focused and to branch out and not ignore other parts of my training because those things will make me a more well-rounded lifter and healthier in the grand scheme of things, correct?
You make it sound so eloquent and not like I badger you 24/7 about your flexibility.
Well, you do that. So I come up with this idea. We're watching the movie and I do this crap all the time where I pause it and I have some stupid idea. So I come up with, and I just keep thinking of this. So I come up with our version of the Nine Realms, which are strength, flexibility, stability, mobility, agility, speed, cardio, nutrition, and recovery. And they're kind of the main aspects of fitness, right? Kind of encompass everything.
Back this up a little bit. We got to include the famous Sean phrase. When we were in the gym, we got this sticker. Because this whole Thor inspiration, he was in it. He came up with this idea, this huge sticker that we just got that was kind of personalized for our gym, our home gym. It was supposed to be this fun thing. And I'm pregnant at the time. I'm like, what, 6, 7 months pregnant?
Quick little thing. If you guys hear noises, we have three bulldogs.
Yeah, they're like raptors.
Oh, we kind of forgot. We're married. We're not just
two random people.
Random people that decided to do this thing. We're married. We have a little baby.
We like each other a little bit, yeah.
We have a little baby, and we have three pain-in-the-butt bulldogs. One of them's whining right now because he wants nonstop attention.
He's like tap dancing. Anyway, back to the story. So, classic Sean, where I'm doing my little pregnancy workout that I did at the time. And it was coming towards the end of it, and he's walking out of our gym and looks back at me and goes, okay, hear me out. And of course, this is like every day of my life that I hear this phrase of some crazy ass idea that this man comes up with.
Yeah, they're usually pretty good though.
And he goes like this, he goes, what if we start a clothing company based off of this sticker? And I was, at the time, I was kind of like, yeah, you know, I kind of blame my pregnancy because I don't feel like I would have said yes otherwise.
Yeah, but and so I had posted the picture of the sticker on my social media, and I had numerous people message me. Shout out to Tommy Wren at Tommy Boy Inc., who came up with the design, and numerous people had messaged me saying, man, you need to put this on a shirt. I'd buy it. This thing's awesome. How do I get that? And just kind of sparked, right? And
it was all good. And, you know, we're the type of people where we're kind of do our own thing, get in our own flow. But during the pandemic, it was kind of like we kind of miss our people. And we really wanted to kind of make a community. And the way we were able to do that at the time was to talk to people on social media. And it was kind of a great segue into creating this little community based around this symbol, this symbol that would bring people together and do good things.
So we come up with this idea and we decide, what was it, less than 2 months before our baby's born, that we're going to start this company.
The greatest time to start a company.
So we go through the proper processes and we start a company. And
terrified,
but you know, just we both have full-time jobs
at the time.
And we go through and we start this, and I will say that the support and reaction from people was pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And I reconnected with, for me personally, reconnected with people that hadn't really talked to much in a while. It's you fall out with people and not for any negative reason, but people, you start reconnecting over something as silly as a picture, but it became more than that. It was fitness. It was whatever mode that was. It was people hitting their goals. It was... we said from the beginning we'd be very transparent and share our processes and our struggles and those things to kind of help motivate other people or connect with other people.
Well, and a lot of it, I mean, it is Nine Realms Athletics coming, you know, stemming from those, that version of our own Nine Realms. But the thing that really brings it all together is the balance and manifest, where Sean was kind of talking about where he's working on strength, but he completely forgets about flexibility and mobility. And then, you know, he's not getting any strength. And he goes, okay, why is this happening? Okay, well, let's look at your flexibility or your mobility. And it's really harnessing, you know, every aspect of fitness to make sure you're a well-rounded person. And so balance and manifest, I'm not going to get too far into balance and manifest because that's a very important thing from my background, and we're going to get more into that
our next episode.
That was kind of our motto to the Nine Realms itself is making sure that you're this looking at the big picture.
Yeah, and the balance and manifest kind of, like you said, it breaks down our whole concept and philosophy into one phrase.
Absolutely.
But it also goes further than just in the gym. Right, the balance and manifest idea is bigger than the gym, bigger than fitness. It's your mental health. It's something that, and we'll get into that a lot later. But
body, mind, spirit. It essentially breaks it down. Is
exactly. It's something that I've used and adopted for my mental health. Mm. And trying to balance all these crazy things in life.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So we start this thing, it goes really well, and we get this great great following of people that become close, right? People that just become like family. And
yeah, it's one thing to create community in a gym itself, but these days it's really hard. Like people are have their headphones in, they're down looking at their phones, they're not really interacting anymore. You know, so it's yes, we're back in the gyms, but no one's really creating community in the gym anymore. So that's kind of how we see it, where we're not in the gym, but we're all people who aspire to move, to seek wellness, and just to be better people.
Yeah, and so we, like I'm seeing, like we're seeing, and we have all these conversations, right? We're seeing people's transformations. We're seeing people's amazing stories and the work they're putting in. And one day it just kind of hits me is we talk about community, right? And we're sharing people's pictures and and anytime I message people or I comment on something that I'm proud of something somebody's doing and watching what they do motivates me. That's 100% true.
Yeah.
I take these, I see these people, John Davis doing his monster lifts at his meet. There's a guy we worked out with at Chalk It Up Strength.
Big boy.
And I'm legitimately motivated by
absolutely
watching these people. And I'm proud of these people.
And some of the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life.
Yeah. So I'm sitting here and I'm watching this and we're talking about community and connecting with people and what we mean and what we want as a brand. And I get this idea. Let's do a podcast. And Savannah likes to call it, what'd you call it in one of our episodes? This is a statement piece. So I did a couple podcasts with my best friend, John, for a while. And when I was out with an injury, I bought this, this mixer. It's called a Rodecaster. Great piece of equipment for recording podcasts. And I go, now I got this thing. Let's make a podcast. So the whole idea behind this show, it's Balance and Manifest Your Rise to Greatness, is we want to give a platform to people and showcase and highlight other people's lives, people's struggles, people's rock bottoms, and how they climbed out of those holes, how they overcame those obstacles, and how they became successful. Now, when most people hear the word successful, they think of a big bank account, they think of a big house, cars, trips, all that. Success is different for everybody, and that might be one person's version of success. But another might be raising an amazing family or a career you've been trying to get, that job you've been looking for, that goal in the gym, like whatever it is, whatever success is to you.
Yeah, something even as simple as like, hey, you know, I've been, off track for the past year. Okay, what is it that, you know, do I need to be more humble? Do I need to, you know, seek out some sort of spiritual wellness, like, or whatever it may be. I mean, this is essentially to reach more people, to bring more people together, to make people feel less lonely, as far as, you know, if somebody's going through something, maybe they'll listen to one of these episodes and go, oh my God, that's totally what I'm going through right now. Okay. Exactly. How did this person get out of this? Like, cause I don't know what to do. That's the point, is like, we want people to listen to this and go, okay, what tools are other people using to get out of, you know, A, B, C scenario and to be better, to be more positive or to learn how to balance the negative with the positive and those sorts of ideas.
Because let's be real, people are bad at asking for help.
Absolutely. Me being one of those people.
People don't want to reach out and say, I need help. I need advice. This is what I'm going through. People are embarrassed by their stories. You shouldn't be. People are embarrassed by, I use air quotes, failure, because I don't use that word a lot and I don't like to. I like to say, you don't fail at something until you quit trying.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But you shouldn't be ashamed of those things. You should be proud of those things. All the roadblocks and all the negative stuff I've gone through in my life, I wear as a badge of honor, because it's not always clear why those things happen, but at some point they reveal themselves in a positive way, in my opinion.
We always go back to, like, even within our marriage, we go back to, like, okay, everything happens for a reason. Okay, why is this happening right now? Let's break it down.
Yeah. So we want to give people this space where if they don't have, they're not comfortable reaching out for help, they're not comfortable asking for advice from somebody, they can hear a story and go, like you said, hey, that's what I'm going through. Mm. How did this person get through that? And this is how so-and-so loses weight or overcomes some mental challenge or financial hardship or starting and growing a business, whatever it is, they might get some help and direction from that person's story, which in turn, they can take their story and share and help somebody else. So it's creating this circle of life sort of thing of taking from somebody else's story to help you, and then you give to somebody else to help somebody else through their... Don't you look at me that way. To go through whatever they're going through. So our idea with this and what we're going to do is we're going to bring you guys seasons. So we're going to do our first season, and we're going to do some, we have some really cool interviews lined up. Some that have left me speechless. And oh,
my God, some of these stories.
Some amazing stories. And we're also going to try to bring you guys some informational episodes. We're going to try to get some people in, some experts on topics, and break down whatever it is. Break down
whatever the subject of the day is. It's going to be literally all of the emotions.
Like. And it's going to be, those things are going to be primarily, I think, fitness oriented.
Fitness, wellness based. Yeah.
Things it's going to be all good stuff. Yeah, to break down some, might be some new concepts. We have some cool things lined up.
Oh, I'm excited for some of them.
Well, it should be excited for all of them.
I'm excited for all of them, but there's a couple that I'm like, I'm so excited. Well, it's okay, so the real world of fitness really started, we started really keeping track of stuff in like the 1950s. So we're, you know, now in 2020 and...
2021.
One. Pregnancy brain, not pregnant anymore. Anyway, off topic. I'm excited for, there's one particular one I'll share later, but yeah, it's going to be good.
So that's what we're doing. We would like to ask you guys.
Straight mom brain over here.
You or me?
Me.
We do want to ask you guys to do us a favor and subscribe to these. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you listen to. Listen to the episodes. The big thing is sharing them. Of course, we want to rise in the rankings and, you know, get this, grow this podcast. But the most important part of that is sharing these things for other people to listen to. So if you hear the episode and you think it could be helpful to anybody,
yeah,
share it. So somebody else can hear it, somebody else who might not hear it, and leave us a, a rating, like 5-star rating if you can. That helps the show grow in ratings, grow in the rankings on the podcast platforms, which helps us reach more people. Again, the whole intent is to get to as many people as we possibly can with these amazing stories. And the show is also going to be sponsored by Nine Realms Athletics. So if you go to ninerealmsathletics.com, use promo code MANIFEST, we'll get you guys a discount on your orders.
That's right.
And lastly, we are open to suggestions. So if you guys know anybody that has an amazing story, somebody that's an expert in the field that would love to share their knowledge with something, you have an amazing story, shoot us a message, shoot us a DM, text us if you know us, open to suggestions. We'd love to talk to you guys. Yeah, I think that's it for the intro.
Anything? I think so.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for sticking around and listening to this, and we will catch you on the next episode, which is Savannah's story.
Ooh, oh my goodness. It's going to be a good one.
All right, guys.